Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Brookfield. I'm Chris Conley. The third period is about to get underway. Evergreen's leading Marquette 2-0. Evergreen's looking for the long ride back to Schofield, hoping to be even on this road trip to the Milwaukee suburbs. They fell to a very good Milwaukee school, university school team 5-0 yesterday. And today, the university school is taking on Wausau West in what should be a fabulous hockey game. In fact, the hotel that I stayed at had a lot of Wausau West parents who came down for the trip. Some of them might actually remember that there's a game today. Wausau West parents travel well and enjoy their time away from home. They were enjoying themselves last night. The Evergreen stayed in a hotel that was not far from the university school, so they didn't have a long way to travel after last night's game, and then take, the 25 or 30-minute bus ride from there. The university school is out in Brown Deer, now over to Brookfield in the western suburbs of Milwaukee for today's game. Teams will be back out onto the ice shortly. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity, Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law call for a free consultation. Our broadcast is also brought to you by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Unofficially, I had Scott Pergalski, the Marquette goalie, with 12 saves. He did let two get by him in that second period for a two-period total of 20. Michael Moe was not nearly under as much pressure. 5 saves in that second period and 19 saves overall. Moe had 33 saves last night. And 5-0 loss to the university school. 34 saves back on Thursday. This has been a punishing part of the schedule for the Evergreens. 3 games in 3 days. And they are right back in action on Tuesday. They'll be on the road at Marshfield. No media coverage for that game. Again, you will hear the Evergreens hockey team next when Marathon Cup play begins on Thursday. And for the opening round, D.C. Everest has drawn Wausau East. Teams are back onto the ice and will be underway shortly. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Again, not sure what the delay is to get this third period underway. We had a delay getting the second period underway as well. 1 over and is checking the net with the Marquette goalie in front. It's secure. We have a problem at the scorer's table. Some kind of holdup here. Hopefully we'll be underway shortly with the Evergreens leading 2-0. And one more period to either defend or hold on to that two-goal lead. D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Not sure what this is. No one's doing anything. Referee and the linesman gathering at center ice. Both teams are in huddles. Marquette in front of their bench. Evergreen's in front of their own blue line. And it's the officials that are talking amongst themselves as we wait to get this third period underway. And again, we had one of these delays at the start of the second period. All right, now the teams are coming out. And we're ready for a start. Evergreens 2, Marquette nothing. The goal scorers, Avery Allard at even strength, and Chris Baby Arms on an Evergreens power play. Jack O'Connor takes the face-off against Brady Burrell. Marquette controls. Evergreens, though, send the puck right in behind the Marquette net. See if the Evergreens can keep up that good work they had there in the second period. Evergreens outplayed Marquette. They deserve the 2-0 lead that they have. Charlie Borlitz carries in, and this is gloved by Michael Moe. And a little bit of pushing and shoving afterwards. It would be really nice to see Michael Moe rewarded with a shutout. he has played better than the 0-3 record that he deserves. Off the faceoff, Marquette controls, couple players taken down. Evergreen's going to have a one-on-one if they hurry. Puck's a little bit ahead of Avery Allard. Allard fights for it in the corner. More contact back there. Michael Plaza got a whistle and a stoppage. You know the penalty here? Yes, I believe we are. And I believe that the Evergreens are going to be a man short. Avery Allard is heading over to the penalty box. And Marquette, down by two goals, is about to go on the power play. Avery Allard may have hooked. Allard will be called for roughing. Marquette is 0-3 on the power play, so the Evergreens have done a good job killing penalties. Faceoff here goes right behind the net. Marquette fights to hold the zone. Here's a shot. A lot of traffic in front. Michael Moore goes down. Puck's underneath one of the Evergreens players. We got a quick whistle, and that's a break for the Evergreens because the puck came loose. And the Marquette players are very... came loose. Michael Moe didn't quite have it covered up. Evergreens are bailed out by a quick whistle here. And we're going to have a face-off to Michael Moe's right. Taking the draw will be Charlie Borlas for Marquette. He wins that draw, goes right back out to Nolan Diffie. Diffie sends it into the corner. It's behind the net. Thinking about a wraparound, Michael Moe's got that near post well guarded. Lockdown goaltending. Centering pass, taken away by one of the Evergreens and sent down the length of the ice. 1:20 left in the one-man advantage. Sent all the way down by Chris Babiarz. Good job by him to intercept that pass, kill off more this time here. Marquette now with a rush, Jack Connor. Connor's onside, looking to skate in towards the goal, carry behind the net, looking for someone in front. Now goes out to the blue line, and it's into the skates of Jack Lewis, who's unable to hold the zone. 1 minute in the one-man advantage for Marquette. And the Evergreens have the puck in the corner. Alex Danger. Danger tries to clear it out, hops over the stick of one of the Marquette players, and comes back out to the red line. So Marquette had that one whack at the net where the Evergreens were saved by a quick whistle. They've gotten nothing since. Now it's sent down the length of the ice. Evergreens get a partial change. Marquette has the advantage for just 35 seconds more. They sit up behind the net and will rush the length of the ice. Here comes Craig Lundin. Lundin skates onside. Marquette puts four, now five in. Shot in front. Lundin goes off the pad and loose behind the net of Michael Moe. Moe got down low and denied Lundin. Now comes loose in front. A lot of traffic there. Tried to get it on net, instead it goes around. We've got a wrap around. We've got a whistle. Puck's underneath Michael Moe's pads. We're going to have another penalty coming up here. And it's going to be against Marquette. So we will skate 4-on-4 for the next 11 seconds, and then the Evergreens will have an advantage. J.J. Kespert, who hasn't seen a lot of ice time, has just been called for roughing. Faceoff will come to the right of the Marquette goalie. This kind of snuffs out an opportunity for Marquette. Faceoff, puck goes behind the net. Evergreens hold the zone. And there's a shot on goal, glove save by Scott Pekelski. That was Chris Babiarz, who was looking for his second goal. It's going up high, and it was glove there. So now the Evergreens will have a man advantage for a minute 50. Brady Burrell controls the puck. Nope, Marquette sends it down the length of the ice. 1:40 in the Evergreens power play. D.C. Everest 2, Marquette nothing. Score a goal here, and it's going to be a happy bus ride home. Evergreens onside. There's a shot. One-timer off the stick of goalie Scott Pegelski. Brady Burrell with a good shot there. Now a close-range shot there. Covered up. Alex Danger. It's only about 15 feet away from the left side, and Pegelski was up to the task there. Pretty good sequence for the Pegelski. .14:01 to play. Face-off to the goalie's right, controlled by D.C. Everest. Here's Alex Danger's shot in front, goes off the goalie's stick, and deflects out of bounds over the plexiglass and into the netting. Evergreens of the power play for another 119. Faceoff comes to the goalie's left. Puck drops, comes back out to the point. Denger thought about it. Now goes over to Avery Allard. Allard to Babiarz. Babiarz looks to skate in, goes back to Babiarz. He skates in and now goes to Allard. Allard wrist shot, traffic in front. It's loose there with the pad and now goes off to the side. Pretty good scoring opportunity. And Brady Burrell keeps it alive for the Evergreens. Burrell along the near boards. Now goes behind the net. Burrell's looking to center. Evergreen skating in. Here's Babiarz in traffic. Had the puck poke checked away, and it now goes down the length of the ice. Evergreen still have the man advantage for 40 seconds. And they will rush the length of the ice. 13 minutes to play in this one, and the Evergreens are up 2-0 over the Hilltoppers. Partial change here. Evergreens are onside. Nope, they're offside. Got a whistle. 28 seconds remaining in the Evergreens power play. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing for 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs at Baseman's Fall Blowout Sale. We've had a penalty here called on the Evergreens. Grant Dennis will go off. So we will skate 4-on-4 for a minute. The Evergreens had one too many men on the ice. That's the penalty. And Grant Dennis is going to serve these 2 minutes. So we are 4-on-4 for another 10 seconds. And then Marquette will have a power play for a minute and a half. Skating onside now into the zone is Patrick Liardo. And Liardo went down like he was injured. The goal has come loose, come off its moorings, and that's why we have a whistle and a stoppage. And the referee is down there to make sure that goal is secure. Evergreen goalie Michael Mose taking a close look at it as well. We played a scoreless first period. Evergreens tallied twice in the second period. Faceoff is going to come to Michael Mose right. And again, Marquette will have a power play for about a minute and a half. 5-on-4 hockey. Evergreens win the draw. Avery Allard was unable to clear it out. It is held in by Brian Carroll. Into the corner now for Jack O'Connor. O'Connor looking to center. There. Hard to see exactly who that is. That near corner is a tough look for me. Looking in front is Charlie Borlas. Now to the corner on the other side. Evergreen's trying to clear it out. Marquette holds it in. Nolan Dipley held it right into the blue line. Fighting for it there is Charlie Borlas again. Action in front off the stick of Jack O'Connor. Saved by Michael Moe. Goes into the corner again, Nolan Dipley. 50 seconds left in the Marquette man advantage. And the Evergreens send it down the length of the ice. Avery Allard did a good job getting it out of there. 40 seconds left in the man advantage. Marquette looking to rush here. Nolan Dipley goes cross ice onside to Charlie Borlas. Borlas skates into the corner. Carried across there by Nate Burns. Behind the net, Patrick Liardo. And the Evergreens send it out. It came loose in the corner, and the Evergreens send it all the way down the length of the ice. 20 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens looking to kill off this time. Both teams get a partial change, and there's only 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Marquette will get one final rush on this power play. Craig Lundeen. Lundeen taken down. No call. Play on. Put a body on Lundeen while he had the puck, and he was unable to keep his feet. Patrick Liardo and the Evergreens have killed off the penalty. And they're still up 2-0. Sent down the length of the ice. Icing is the call, and we'll come back for a face-off with just under 11 minutes to play. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Face-off here comes to Michael Moe's right. He's played very well today. The Everest goalie's been up to every test. Evergreens try to control this loose puck. Here's Bryce Dively in the corner. Dively trying to get it out of there. Marquette trying to hold that zone. It does come out. Comes out to the red line. And now the Evergreen stick saving. They have a two-on-two opportunity if they hurry. Poke checked away. Matthew Yonke was trying to get out there. There's a secondary line that the Evergreens have out there now. Trying to hold this 2-0 lead. Puck's taken away. Aaron Chaffee. He lost control of the puck. And the Evergreens come back the other way. Trying to get a shot off was Matthew Yonke. It was deflected away by one of the defenders. Alex Kuhn disrupted that shot. Comes back out to center ice where the Evergreens control. Evergreens could play a little bit of keep away here with this 2-0 lead. And they send it in behind the Marquette net. And the Evergreens will change. Evergreen's not hurt by having that secondary line out there. And now checked right off his feet, one of the Marquette defenders, Aaron Chaffee, hits the ice. He'll come off. Marquette will get a partial change. Chris Babiar is back out onto the ice. He's got the puck, sends it in. He was looking for Brady Burrell, goes into the corner. Evergreens will try and fight to keep it in. Marquette's got the puck, trying to get out. Nope, take it away there in the corner from Brady Burrell. Burrell goes behind the net, looking in front. Opportunity for his teammate, unable to get his stick down. Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Avery Allard with a strong check there, but unable to control the puck. Comes out the other way. Center ice. Along the near side, we'll go under 9 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens up 2-0. Looking for win number one. Sometimes the first one's the hardest. Marquette's got the puck in the corner. Sends it behind the net. And it is underneath Michael Moe. Tried the wraparound there. Moe got the glove down and covers up for a faceoff. Today's D.C. Everest hockey broadcast is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. And again, they are looking at the Evergreens goal, which is not quite set on its moorings. And the linesman is going down again to try and make some repairs here. The Evergreens will take advantage of this stoppage. Today's broadcast brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. The goal is still not set. All right. A little repair work here, and I think we're going to be okay. Referee and linesman are lifting the goal back into place, and then play will resume. You bet. Scoreless first period and a scoreless third period so far. Evergreen's goals coming at even strength from Avery Allard at 2:50 left in the second period. And then a power play goal from Chris Babiars. Assists on that first goal from Nate Burns and Brady Burrell. Assists on the second goal from Michael Plaza and from Nate Burns. No, the net's still not straightened out. If we are going to have a much longer delay, we'll take a commercial break here. Yeah, you know what? I think they're getting ready to play again. Let's see what we have here. We are about ready to restart here in the third period. Face-off here to the corner. And controlling, unable to control as the Marquette player goes all the way down the length of the ice. Puck is loose now along these near boards. Fighting for it there is Jack O'Connor. Shot on goal, save from Michael Moe. Put on net by Patrick Lierto, and Moe went down low for the save. 8:40 to play. Marquette's in danger of being shut out for a third period in a row. They keep the zone, though, and in traffic, stick saved away. Jack O'Connor put it on net, and Michael Moe sent it into the corner. Michael Moe solid like a rock in goal here. Patrick Lieto tried to get off another shot. One of the Evergreens defenders blocked it. Bryce Dively blocked it away. Fighting forward in the corner. Pinned up against those far boards as we go under 8 minutes to play. Puck comes free to one of the Marquette players in front trying to spin around. Michael Moe didn't know where it was. Was looking around as it came off Lieto's stick. It's safely behind the net. One of the Evergreens players taken down in the corner. One of the Evergreens players is hurt. Nate Burns was hit high up in the chops. And the Evergreens are going to go on a power play, and Burns is still down on the ice. Burns was cross-checked right in the face. And Burns is injured. And the question here, this could be a major against Patrick Liedo. That's unfortunate for Liedo. I mean, he factored in the last two or three Marquette shots on goal. And then out of frustration, as that puck came to the corner, he came up high on Brady Burrell. And they're posting this as a two-minute minor, and I will tell you that Marquette is lucky. From the looks of that, yeah, you know what? They're taking two Marquette players. Nolan Diffley is going to be out, and Patrick Liedo is out. And again, he's lucky that he's only getting 2 minutes here. And still down on the ice is Nate Burns. While we have an injury stoppage, why don't we take a break? We'll take a one-minute break here with 8:01 to play in our game, third period. The Evergreens are about to have a two-man advantage, already leading 2-0. Back in 1 minute during this injury stoppage on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Nate Burns is the in. And the cheer that you just heard is him getting off to the ice. Now, while Nate Burns was down, the officials are over at the scorer's table, and they are changing what had been double minors against Marquette. One of the penalties will now be a 5-minute penalty. They're assessing 5 minutes against Nolan Diffley, and a 2-minute minor to Patrick Loretto. And you know what? From my vantage point, it should be the other way around. If I was going to call this, I would have Loretto out for the 5 and Diffley out for the 2. So the Evergreens are going to have a 2-minute, 2-man advantage, and then 3 more minutes of a 1-man advantage. And the Marquette bench is getting an explanation right now. And Nate Burns is being tended to on the Evergreens bench. It looked to me like he was cross-checked in the face. Now, of course, they've got that protective mask on all of their helmets. But Burns was face down on the ice for a long time. In fact, it took him several minutes before he was able to get up to his knees and then was able to be taken off with some assistance. And it looked like it was really a frustration hit. Marquette was able to get 2 or 3 shots off on goal, all turned away by Michael Moe. And again, the linesmen are still offering an explanation to the Marquette bench. Of course, that's the other side of the ice. And we can't really tell what's being said. One of the linesmen just made a gesture of a thrown elbow. So it will be 5-on-3 hockey. And, of course, with the Evergreens now at the 2 and then the 1-man advantage, these are all it's time that's going to cost Marquette here, because they need 2 goals and they could even fall further behind. Evergreen's control off the faceoff as play is back in. Evergreen's working around here, out to the point. Avery Allard. Allard now goes over to Chris Babiarz. Allard skates in, shot in front. The net has come loose off the mooring. Oh, just missing off the putback was Brady Burrell. And it was Burrell's stick that hit the side post and jarred the net free while he was trying to jam that puck back in. Still 1:40 left in this two-man advantage. Evergreen's leading 2-0. Only 7:41 left. Evergreen's control the face-off again. Goes back to Alex Denger. Denger now to Avery Allard, back to the blue line. He skates in. Evergreen's with two-man advantage and up by two. Skating in, hit the post, and going wide is Avery Allard. Allard hit the far post. And the puck deflects out of play into the plexiglass netting. Into the netting above the plexiglass. Evergreen still have 1:25 left of the two-man advantage. Babiarz takes the draw for D.C. Everest. To Babiarz and out to the point, Avery Allard. Allard looking in, traffic in front. Just missing the backhand was Brady Burrell. Goalie Pelkowski went down for the save, but Evergreen still hold the zone. Alex Danger looking for Danger on the doorstep. He fanned. Instead, the puck goes into the corner. Danger gets it back. Goes back to Avery Allard. Allard's well inside the blue line. Still 1 minute left in the two-man advantage. Allard stick handling. He's in the left circle. Shot on goal. Almost steered in by Michael Plaza. Goes wide. Evergreen's looking to go up 3-0 here. Avery Allard has it again. 45 seconds. Allard fanned. Almost had it taken away. Allard recovers. Goes over to Babiarz and Burrell. Allard steps in. Here's Babiarz shot just off the blocker of the goalie. Pegelski loose in the corner. Evergreen's try and fight to keep the puck in, and they do. Michael Plaza saves it. Goes cross ice. Wrist shot off the sticks of one of the defenders, Alex Denger. 25 seconds left of the two-man advantage. Allard skates in. Goes cross ice looking for Denger again. Denger stick handles along with Babiarz. Goes over to Babiarz. 12 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Back to Michael Plaza. Shot is blocked away. It's behind the net. Babiarz skates around. Goes back to Avery Allard. Allard almost winds up for the slap shot. Now tries the wrist shot. Sends it just wide. And the two-man advantage has been killed off. Evergreen still on the power play for another 2:55. Shot in front. Rebound just missed. Danger sent it in and unable to steer that rebound in was Brady Burrell. Evergreen still hold the zone. 2-0 and desperate to put lights out with a 3-0 lead, and now Marquette's able to clear it down the ice. Evergreen's held that zone forever. They still have 2.5 minutes left with a one-man advantage and only 5:30 left in the ballgame. Evergreen's player tripped there. No call. We play on. Evergreen's come back into the zone. 2-on-2. Marquette defender tries to stick it out of there on the backhand. Evergreen's hold it in. Evergreen's now get all men in. Here's a shot in traffic, fighting for it. In front is Michael Plaza. Couldn't steal it in. Goes into the corner. Chris Sackman is fighting for it. Marquette now sends it down the length of the ice. They still have 2 minutes to kill and only 5 minutes left. Evergreen seeing if they can deliver the knockout punch. Long cross ice pass to Grant Dennis. Dennis sends it into the corner. Fighting for it there is Matthew Yonke. Put a big body on one of the Marquette defenders trying to clear it out. The Evergreens take the puck right back. Here's Chris Sackman. Sackman looking in front, slid it right through the slot, looking for Derek Tomchik. Passes along for it. Evergreens hold it. One-man advantage. On the power play, back out to the point. Tyler Kohler. Back to Kohler. Kohler wrist shot and glove save almost came loose. Again, there's traffic in front. Good save there by Pilkowski, the goalie. Gloved it with his view partially blocked because of all that traffic in front of the net. Some of these players slow to separate. Evergreen still have 1.5 minutes left on the power play. The Evergreens will get a line change during this stoppage. 2-0. 4:30. Of course, the bottom line is, too, when we do get back to even strength, if it's still 2-0, Marquette will not have a lot of time left, and they'll still need 2 goals. Evergreens win the draw. Brady Burrell back on the ice into the corner. Got number one line back out there. Danger gets it back. He's inside the red circle, and shot goes off one of the Marquette defenders, deflected out of play into the netting. 1:14 left in the power play for the Evergreens. unable to score with a two-man advantage, although it seemed like they held the zone for that entire 2 minutes. And then Marquette had 3 more minutes worth of penalty time to kill off, and they're still a minute 18 away from doing that. Cross-ice pass, that's a bad pass, and Marquette clears the zone. Back to retrieve it at the red line is Alex Danger for the Evergreens. Evergreens come right back in. Pretty good stick handling here from Danger. Carries into the corner behind the net, looking to center. A lot of traffic in front. We got another penalty coming up here as Michael Plaza was taken down as he was trying to put this in. Evergreens hold the zone, and then they'll have another advantage. Here's a slap shot save. Putting it right on net was Chris Babiarz. Goalie Pilkowski made the stop. They're going to send off another one of the Marquette players, and the Evergreens left 48 seconds of a two-man advantage again. Who are they taking? Jackson Weiss. The penalties are killing Marquette here. Because they need the time to try and get back in this game at even strength. Yep, Jackson Weiss, two-minute minor. They'll either get him for roughing or for a cross-check. He was trying to clear out Michael Plaza in front of the goal. We'll wait for the announcement on the penalty here. Only 3:49 to play in the game. Checking from behind, and they're calling a misconduct penalty on Jackson Weiss as well. Marquette's going to take their time out here. Evergreens will have a two-man advantage for 48 seconds, and then a continued one-man advantage for 1:13 after that. While Marquette takes their time out here, let's take a 30-second break. Evergreens 2, Marquette nothing with 3:49 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
This is WRIG's Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Tomlin, our game situation, 3:49 to play. The problem for Marquette is if they are able to kill off all of this penalty time, and of course that's not a given, but if there'd be less than 2 minutes left in regulation for them to try and make hay at even strength, and they trail 2-0. Of course, if the Evergreens score here, it's essentially lights out, and the game is over. All right, Evergreens with a two-man advantage for 48 seconds. Puck drops, Evergreens control. Brady Burrell got the number one line out there to try and deliver the dagger. Here's Danger back out to Avery Allard. Slap shot just goes wide. That could have been the one. Just missed the far post and not by much. Fighting in the corner is Alex Danger. Goes back out. Now feeding Avery Allard, looking for Michael. Moe in front, turns around, save. Moe again on the rebound. It's loose in front and just barely cleared out. Evergreen still fight on, just over the crossbar. Another opportunity there. Chris Babiarz couldn't quite finish. Evergreens with 1, 2, 3 scoring opportunities in that sequence, but could not find the back of the net. 19 seconds left in the two-man advantage. 3:20 left to play. Babiarz will take the draw. Controlled by the Evergreens and Brady Burrell. Back to Babiarz, and now to Allard, just inside the blue line. To Babiarz, winds up just wide. Big slap shot there. 10 seconds left in the two-man advantage, and the Evergreens can't hold the zone. Coming back, trying to make something shorthanded, is Carroll. Carroll slides into the net as he lost control of the ice. They're going to call this a goal? We're waiting for the referees to indicate whether Carroll had control of the puck or whether he slid into the net before the puck crossed. And the referees are going to huddle on whether this will be a goal or not. I don't think it is. If it is, it's a shorthanded goal for Marquette. Waiting for an indication. The referees are huddling at center ice. one of the Marquette players is listening in as well. We have exactly 3 minutes left. And now they're going to come over to the scorer's table. It was Brian Carroll who intercepted that pass. Carroll lost his feet, and I think he went crashing into the goal before the puck did. That's what's determining here whether this is a goal or not. Carroll lost his footing on the ice. Slid into goalie Michael Moe and into the netting. And the puck went in as well. It's a question of what happened first. Now, one of the referees went over to the scorer's table. In fact, they're going to call a penalty shot here. That's what it'll be. Penalty shot here against DC Everest. And Brian Carroll is going to take it. So then they'll have to say that it was Michael Moe who came out and caused the contact. So with 3 minutes left, he's at the red line, now at the blue line, skating in on Michael Moe, goes down, and Moe blocked it. Michael Moe denied him. Turned away on a penalty shot. Brian Carroll tried to go down low on the left side, and Michael Moe got down low also and turned him away. Okay. Face-off now is going to come to the right-hand side. Evergreens will still have a one-man advantage for 1:10 left. And they still have a 2-0 lead. The Evergreens twice had 5-on-3 advantages and were unable to score. Evergreens have a 2-on-1 coming back the other way. Pass goes ahead to Brady Burrell. Action in front. And unable to see it. See if the people in front of me...
Excuse me, can you please sit down? Excuse me. Thanks.
Fans unaware that we're calling this game behind them. Let's go in front here. Chris Babyards. Now down to the corner, centering back to Babyards. Puck is loose in front of the Evergreen score, right on the doorstep. Michael Plaza puts it in. And that's the game sealer that the Evergreens were looking for. Baby R's put it on net. Michael Plaza was just outside the crease and steered it home. Michael Plaza's goal with 2:16 left in the game is going to be the one that finally puts this in the win column for DC Everest. Face-off comes back at center ice, again with the outcome no longer in doubt. Power play goal for the Evergreens. Marquette, in the end, just had simply too much penalty time to kill off. Denied them scoring opportunities. The Evergreens finally took advantage. Wait for the assists here. Avery Allard and Chris Babyars will each get assists for DC Everest. Now under 2 minutes to play, puck's in the corner. Craig Lundeen's fighting for it for Marquette, comes free to the Evergreens, back out to center ice. Well, the outcome's no longer in doubt here. Big pile up there, we've got a whistle, and we'll have a stoppage. Evergreens may have been offside there. Both teams will change lines with 1:35 to play. Face-off's going to come just outside the blue line. Taking the draw for the Evergreens will be Babyars. Again, last goal, Michael Plaza's score, assists to Allard and Babyars. Babyars had a nice game. A goal and an assist. Off the face-off, it's behind the Marquette net. Comes out of the zone. Derek Tomczyk skates down to retrieve it for the Evergreens. It's in the corner. Patrick Raymond is fighting for it there. Still loose in that corner. Big fight. Michael Moe guarding against that wraparound. Comes out pretty bad angle. Shot missed. Craig Lundeen sent that off the pads of goalie Michael Moe. Under a minute to play. 3-0 Evergreens. And now centering in front, trying a backhand shot with Baby Yars, going for his second goal, sent it just wide of the near post. Evergreen still fighting behind the net. Baby Yars looks to center. Now goes back out to the point. Derek Tomczyk holds it in. And now behind the net. 30 seconds left. 3-0 Evergreen. Going to get their first win here against Marquette. Still fighting in the corner. Marquette finally gets it out of there. Patrick Liardo trying to clear. Sent right back in. 20 seconds to go. Evergreen skating on goal, trying to find a wrap around. Baby Ars goes back out. Loose in front. One of the Marquette players sticks it off to the side. Loose along these near boards. 15 seconds left. As the Evergreens wait for the final horn to sound, and then a happy trip back to D.C. Everest. 5 seconds. Puck is loose at center ice. That's where it'll end. Evergreens 3, Marquette nothing. Marquette Hilltoppers have just been shut out for the third time this season. And the Evergreens get their first 3 goals of the year after being shut out in their first 3 contests of the season. So the Evergreens improve to 1-3 for the year. Marquette falls to 0-4. Perseverance paid off today for D.C. Everest. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. 3-0 winners over Marquette. We'll be back to recap our scoring and to summarize today's game. That's after a 2-minute break. Evergreens 3, Marquette nothing. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're here today to ask people about marriage.
For starters, what's the best thing about being married?
Who I get to stay married to.
Togetherness.
To me, is having a companion.
My favorite thing about being married is that I have a partner.